This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports. This is another rest area. This one is just outside of Nantou City, which is in the central, a little bit south of Taiwan. Again, it's along the number 3 highway, New Highway, and it's a very beautiful location. It's set up in the mountains. What's unique about this location is you can climb up on the mountain from the back of the rest area. Today's a little bit overcast. If it wasn't, we could really see out into Nantou City, out into the beautiful mountains that are here. Really, really nice. These locations have become destination locations, on your way to go somewhere, but then some people actually come to these just to take up the view, have a picnic, have a day out. Today, as I said, is not such a great day, but this location does integrate all the things we looked at. You can take a look at some of the photos of the other newer rest locations, which include a lot of up-to-date retailing, a lot of emphasis linking in with nature, and they really do draw a lot of people. Here, we could even climb up the mountain further. You can pan around there, Alicia, and get the mountainside. We could even go further up the mountain, although I'm a little bit tired out. Don't want to carry the camera all the way up there. People come here for photos and to have a day out with the family. So we're going to go ahead and walk inside. I'm going to take a quick walk through and take a quick shot of the retailing that's here. Of course, the big thing they have here are bathrooms. You know, you go in here, the stalls must have 50 bathrooms all at once. But the retailing is very up-to-date, very interesting. So these parts of the transportation system have become destinations in and of themselves, very much like the high-speed rail, where sometimes people just take it with their family just to get on it and have a good day out, have a fun day out. So I think we'll go down the stairs and go take a look at some of the retailing. All right, well, let's go head on in. We'll take a look. Follow me around. Of course, the first thing we notice at this location, you have a lot of the nature metaphor right out front. Why don't you pan over there, Alicia? So when I do this, it means pan. A lot of the nature metaphor. Of course, as we enter in, you have the standard maps to tell you where you are, to help you not get lost anymore, to help you find your way. And then a more recent development is the last 4 or 5 years, the development of coffee. So coffee becomes a big metaphor, and it's often linked with nature, and I have a lot of research on this. And of course, we have our coffee stand and our tables outside for coffee. And then, of course, you're also going to have the required children's play area. So let's go take a look at the noisy children's play area. Our play area. So this is where we entertain the kids for a bit when they're rambunctious in the car. Enter the retailing space proper. And like the photos we have at the other locations, we have the wooden chairs, which is a motif. And then we have a lot of wood on the outside. And this one even a little bit different than some of the others when we've seen with the iron works using the metal motifs, or the leaf motif in here. And then, of course, these rest stops are always made to make it easy for you to buy gifts. And here we have, you buy a set of gifts, you buy a box of gifts, you take it home, you give it to your friends in Taipei after your visit to Nantou. Well, this is a little bit unique. I haven't seen internet access at other rest locations. A little bit of internet, even a webcam. That's interesting. Now, this used to be standard fare at rest stops, a small supermarket. Here, we're very upgraded. It's looking definitely higher end than what I'm used to, say, 15 years ago. But I'm always busy, always moving around, and even in the supermarket, easy to get gifts. Let's take a look real fast. All gifts ready to buy. You just buy a box, you take it back to Taipei, take it back to Taichung, wherever you are. All gifts, easy to buy, watch out. Very, very busy in here all the time. Boxes of gifts you take home with you. Obviously oriented for the people who are being tourists within Taiwan, just take a box, take it home with you. So it's a supermarket where you can get snacks, you can get things to drink, but it's really oriented towards the gifts. Oh, and I like the uniforms too. Get a shot of their uniforms. So they're using that kind of native Taiwanese thing for the uniforms too. That's pretty cool. And of course we have our eating area. One of the main reasons people stop by is to get food to eat. Watch out. Snacks, and of course you can get like a bendang and things like that, pretty simple. Let's turn around. Film the whole area up top. They have the whole motif up here. Yeah, so here we have our native motif. How do you like this up here? This is pretty neat too, right? Okay, come on this way. So that's a little walk through the retailing area of the Taiwan Road Stop. Again, the nature motif is very big, follow me. Nature motif is very big. The big emphasis is stop by, get to the bathroom, number one, get some snacks, get some food, number two. And number three, always important to buy some gifts. You want some ice cream? Highway rest stop that we're stopping at. This one's at Ching Sui, which is also in central Taiwan. As you can see, we have a nice big walkway up here. It's very famous because it has a beautiful view. We've got a few pictures down at the bottom where you can see the view. And it's up on a mountain, so it's got a real nice area. But this is different than the other rest stops. It doesn't really have much of a nature motif. We're going to walk inside and take a look. Of course, it's at night. It's not so crowded as it is in the day on the weekend. But we actually get a lot of people coming here. And there was a sign when we came in saying you could only stay 45 minutes because they get so crowded with people coming here. So it's a highway rest stop that's a destination, another good example. So let's take a walk inside and look at some of the retail locations. Of course, I always love to shoot our Japanese plasticized dishes. Kind of feels like a Japanese highway rest stop, actually. In fact, lots of the food places are kind of Japanese. It does have that Japanese feel. I guess that's what the motif they're playing on. Yeah, turn around and shoot them all from this angle. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. I didn't think of that until just now. It really looks like a Japanese kind of highway stop, which I've been at before. All the food's plasticized, all the places you go in, get your dishes. Very much that kind of feel. Come on this way. You know what this reminds me of? A Japanese highway rest stop. That kind of similar design.
We should go to the
airport. Uniforms. See the kind of uniforms they have? Yeah. Is there a way down this way? Oh, this is good. So here we open up into the main retail area. Okay, so that was separating our restaurant area, and here's the main retail area. So now I get it. It's kind of a sailing motif, and that's why they're all wearing those uniforms. I thought they looked like Japanese uniforms, but actually they're all sailors' uniforms. Get it? Fish aquarium. That's huge. Okay, this retail area, we have the same ingredients, which are stores, especially a lot of gifts to pick up. We have a supermarket off on this side. What's really interesting is, again, we find another motif. This is the sailing motif. And this motif is consistent throughout the whole operation. So it's kind of like a little mall, actually. Take a look at the shopping area over here. So this is another supermarket where you can pick up all your drinks and small snacks and check out their uniforms. I love their uniforms here. So we got the sailing uniform down here, really clear, right? Then up here where we saw the video game, actually, we have the Taiwan flying ship up here, which is quite interesting. Like a Navy motif, like you're inside a ship. And of course, we have our always required coffee stop. We have our Barista coffee and our coffee area here. Overall, a much more modern look. One of the things that's very consistent, of course, is you have your gift area. So come towards me, Alicia. We'll look at some of these gifts. Our coffee shop over here. But what these rest stops really are about is people coming in real fast, stopping in, and they get a gift. It's really telling. Take a shot over here. So these are our chance to come in, pick up a takeaway gift. You buy a box of them, you walk away, and you make sure you take it back to Taipei or wherever you're going when you go back home to your friends or your office people. Your gifts often come with little handles, very easy to pick up and hand to somebody. This is really a giveaway that these locations are all about gifts. These locations are about people going on tours. These locations are all about being on buses with groups of people on a trip. Yeah, I like that one. Check out this one with the Taiwan shape. Isn't that really cool? Yeah, really nice. In fact, they have one of these shops near our house. Yeah, so these are not special shops just for these locations. They're chain stores, but they're all gift-oriented stores. Pan over there and get those two guys there. They were just taking pictures of each other, that girl and that guy, kind of out on a date, taking pictures of each other. We always have to have a Christmas tree around Christmas time. Of course, in Taiwan, it doesn't really mean much. It even means less than it means in Japan, which has really been input into the commercial landscape. In Taiwan, it's just kind of an icon they stick around somewhere, not so meaningful. Okay, oh, we have the information desk. Yeah, that's always interesting, right? And never used to have information desks, and now all of these new ones have information desks. This is really great. Let's run around here. They have another internet location here, which I find interesting. At the Nanto stop, they also had an internet. Same thing as the other place, they have the internet here, and you could just stop in, check your email, whatever.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.